Alrighty, welcome back everybody to the Trade Raiders Podcast, the comic book club where we read a different trade paperback every single week. I'm Daniel, you're Nathan, we're brothers, we read comics.
I just want it to be known that you asked me if I was ready, and then I said I was ready, and then you weren't ready. So
I was not.
That was a bit rude.
That's my bad. But anyway, no news this week because we're recording back-to-back episodes because I fucked up our schedule and I need a extra episode to have more lead time with editing.
Yeah, we're doing a little quickie together.
Yeah, a little quickie.
Why are you laughing? Why is it so funny?
There's too many incest jokes this today.
But spread across 2 weeks.
But anyway, by the time this comes out, new Transformers, Rise of the Beasts, the Harry Transformers movie comes out.
some hairy robots in there.
Yeah, we love it.
I'm not going to see it.
And so, I don't know, man. Pete Davidson's in it.
Oh, great.
Oh, you know what? First in line.
You know, I do see everything that he's been in. I feel like everything I know about Pete Davidson, I did not want to know, you know?
Okay.
People just put that in front of me and they're like, he's dating Kim. And I'm like, that's weird.
He's from Staten Island.
I'm like, that's weird.
Anyway, so we decided to read Transformers, the manga.
Mm-hmm. And who's it by, Daniel?
Oh, fucking good question. Do you have it?
It's by Masumi Kaneda. Kaneda for sure. Art by Ban Magami. So is this like, this is the first Transformers, right?
So this is like the first Transformers manga. This came out after like the first generation of Transformers comics, but
so the comics were first.
Yes. And
interesting.
So the manga has been put in continuity as being like the same time as the first generation stuff.
Okay.
And so they talked about it as if being like kind of spinoffs of what they're doing in between issues, I guess, or whatever.
Gotcha.
And so just for some perspective, these were published in 1985 in Japan originally.
Yep.
And they were just translated actually recently, I think like 2012.
Oh, okay.
You know, and so what did you think, Nathan?
Oh, wait. So Transformers as an idea originated in a comic.
I think so.
Or was it a toy that like kind of did a thing? And then they're like, let's make this a comic.
Do you want to go through the Transformers history right now?
I kind of do, because I think it's important.
Because it's a pretty cool concept just to have as like a toy, you know? Just look up Transformers.
Transformers start. If I look up Transformers, Daniel, it's not going to come up with like, oh, here's how they started.
Transformers Wiki.
That's a good point. Yeah, the franchise began in 1984 with the Transformers toy line. The toy line is rebranded for Western markets. Because it started.
So the comic series and the show came out at the same time.
Interesting. I definitely think, because the reason why I want to look this up is like, I think it works better not as a comic. Which is, so we were going to read this whole thing. We were doing back-to-back episodes. I was like, yeah, that's fine. I should be able to do it. I'm juggling a lot right now. It's fine, whatever. I also started reading it. I was about 40 pages in and I was like, I cannot do this. Not because, well, it's very of its time. Texted you and I was like, it's very long. Also, it's bad. I didn't really mean that. But like, God, it is so hard to pay attention to like what's going on sometimes. My main criticism is that it's not colored, which I know it's manga, whatever. That's how it happens.
Yeah.
But there's so many lines. It has like the exact same problem as like the Michael Bay movies where it's like, I cannot focus.
Yeah.
This is all just mesh.
You don't know what you're looking at.
Yeah, exactly. Like I know there's action happening. Who the fuck can comprehend what's happening? Because it's not me.
So there are some really sick pages in this.
There are. And I think that this artist is phenomenal. But he's just... has to do so much.
Right.
I cannot even imagine the work that Ban Magami had to go through. But God damn it, there's some crazy shit in here. But so there's a prologue in here that kind of just like, here's everything you know about Transformers. There's like a planet. Was it called Cybertron?
Yeah.
And there's like some robots. They're having a war. They already look like cards for some reason. Who knows why? And then they're like, let's go to Earth. And there's like a whole thing. And I was like, fuck yeah, this is awesome.
Yeah.
And then there's no color from then on. And I'm like, okay, he does pretty good with shading. It all fucking goes away by like chapter 4. And when there's people, there's like six Transformers fighting each other. I don't know what's happening. I don't know who's winning.
Yeah. You
know? So there's just like a lot that goes on. And I think that's my main criticism. It's backwards.
It's a little funny just like seeing these characters in a manga, you know, just like kind of because they are it like fits, you know, it looks like a manga, you know, and they're drawn that way, you know.
And I feel like, in the Asian like manga market, they're really good at drawing robots, like way better than anybody else.
Yeah,
because they're always doing like those. There's like a word for it, but they're doing like the mech stories. What was it called? I think it's just mecha. Top 50 mecha manga of all time.
Hold on. Oh, Gundam.
No, I mean, that's not what I was talking about. But I do know what Gundam is, and they are also very good at Gundam.
Right.
There's like a different name. I don't know. They like have different names for different genres. I guess that makes sense. But but anyway, what was I saying? They're really good at drawing robots.
Yeah.
And I fucking love looking at these Autobots.
But just that, like, just the defining shots where it's like just them standing around or something, and you can clearly see their logo.
Yeah.
You know, that's cool.
But when there's six Transformers in like one panel, and I'm like, I don't know who's Decepticon. I can only really like make out Optimus Prime.
Yeah,
there's a Bumblebee in here. I only know that Bumblebee is in here when they're like, hey, that's Bumblebee, like right here,
and when he's like the bug, you know.
Oh, is that him?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. Anyway,
there's a couple of really good Transformer names in here. I wrote them down. Dude, my favorites,
incredible.
We have Laserbeak.
Yeah. Rat bat.
Yeah, that's a good
one. There's a Hot Spot, but I think Hot Shot's way better. And I doubt they're the same person.
You're right.
But
and there's also Wild Rider. I thought that was interesting too.
I want that one.
There's a lot of good ones.
There's some interesting ones. So they just get it also just gets crazy. Like this is too much. And I'll point that out with like some of the ideas.
I have a lot of overall thoughts I'd like to go over.
Okay. All right. Tell me.
There's a lot of words I didn't know.
Like what?
Archipelago? Yeah. What is that?
I'm going to make sure that's the pronunciation real quick.
You sounded so confident and I believe you.
I'm pretty sure I've heard people say that.
What's an archipelago?
It's just like a grouping of islands.
Yeah. How do you know that?
Because I've been to archipelagos, like the Philippines.
You've been to the Philippines?
Yes, on a cruise.
Oh, I didn't know you've been there. That's cool. I didn't know that word. What about a caldera? What's a caldera?
I don't know.
Okay, that's another word they threw in here. I'm like, I don't fucking know. I didn't know if it was like a Japanese thing or like actual word. I had to look up these things.
Hold on, I'm looking up archipelago. You're
looking at our favorite pronunciator.
Did we run into this guy?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on. I want to make sure this picks up.
Interesting but often confusing words in English, so make sure to stay tuned to the channel. How do you say it? Archipelago.
Okay, yeah.
Archipelago. Anyway,
I'm bricked up right now. Listen to this guy.
I'm a little sweaty. Is it hot in here?
Why is he so sensual?
I don't know.
I want to learn different languages.
It sounds like he makes all these videos but doesn't listen back to them.
He just like cuts it and ships it. He's like, this one's posting to YouTube.
That'll work.
I wonder how many likes that had. I just fucking shut it down. But anyway.
Okay. Another note.
Wait. Caldress?
Is that what you said? Caldera.
Caldera.
Or caldera.
Large cauldron like hollow. What does that mean?
Okay. C-A-L-D-E-R-A?
Just a big hole.
Okay. Anyway, Megatron's not that scary in this.
He does turn into a big gun.
But like he doesn't like stand out from the rest of them. You know what I mean?
Which they didn't think that. I mean, like, yeah, he's like the big bad, you know? Which Optimus Prime does stand out.
Just like by name, you know?
Yeah.
I feel like the cartoon Megatron is like the best one.
100%. You know? Because
he stands out, it seems. But also, there's colors in the cartoons and whatnot.
Also, there's so much that you know, small screen and big screen adds to for Transformers, like the act of transforming. Pretty cool.
Right.
The sound.
Yeah.
You know, they don't really do that in the movies, but you know,
sometimes they do.
I mean, it does, but they play through speaker. It's really awkward. Yeah. They're like, I'm going to transform. Also in here, sometimes they yell transform as they're transforming. Why are you doing that?
Of course.
We know what's happening.
There's this cool aspect that they do where it's like, they'll be like the vehicles or whatever, and they're zooming by, and then there'll be just like kind of like a thought bubble kind of thing of their face as like Transformers. Did you pick up on that? So you know who's driving?
Yeah.
Because they're still talking, you know? I thought that was fun.
I did. Yeah. It's kind of like how when comics will just like, they'll be talking like about something and you'll be there like in the panel, but then like their faces are still there.
Right.
Yeah. That's what it. Yeah. I did pick that up.
This has like a structure to where like there's a problem and the Decepticons are there and then they beat them at the end of the chapter and then the next chapter.
Yeah. You know? It's like a soap opera.
Yeah.
It's just like, they're like, oh, the Decepticons are attacking Tokyo again. Like, oh shit, we gotta go get them.
And so I finished this book. Like I was like, I have the time and I'm like, I'll just seek it out.
Let me ask you a question then. Cause I really liked the last two chapters. Cause I'm like, okay, we are getting somewhere with what we're doing.
Okay.
Like there's a message here.
What was the message?
Like there's one where, one of the chapters, I think it's chapter 7, the Autobots are like, look at this sweet island we're making. We made a utopia for all the animals.
Yeah.
And then there's Constructicons. That's one thing I don't like about this. There are subgenres for different Autobots and Decepticons.
There's so many.
That confuse the fuck out of me.
And there's new teams or whatever, those subgenres, and new just like Transformers, like every chapter.
It's ridiculous, which I can understand for like the manga. They're like, wow, look at all this cool stuff that like kids can buy toys of, or, you know, whatever. But what was I saying? Oh, yeah. So for that chapter, there's an island and then there's Decepticons that are like tractors and shit that are just like digging up the ground. I'm like, okay, this is
without them knowing.
This
somehow
is environmentalism. You know, this is kind of cool.
Right.
We're getting somewhere.
Yeah.
So does it get better past this first arc?
No.
Okay.
It's okay. About the same.
Thank God.
It's just more.
thank God we didn't read the rest of it. Or I didn't read the rest. Because
when you texted me that, I was just about to end that arc. And I'm like, I can push through the rest of this. You know? And I think the second half flows more better than like the first one. And so I was able to get through it pretty fast.
Okay.
But yeah, it's not that different.
Okay. All right.
They're in space a little bit, which is fun. But other than that.
Ooh, that is good. I do like that. We should hit Transformers again at some point. We'll find a good one.
Well, there's a Transformers like animated movie, I think, that's coming out like in the next year.
Okay. Then we'll do.
So we'll come back to this.
Yeah, we'll come back. But
and you pick.
I will pick. I'll vet it.
We did the manga. Yeah.
I'll read literally 5 pages of every single Transformers trade.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. And be like, okay, this I know this one will be good.
Yeah. So I originally wanted to do More Than Meets the Eye, which is a later run.
Like an IDW or?
IDW run.
Okay.
And that one's like just supposed to be like the best. Okay. You know what I mean? But apparently IDW lost like the rights or whatever for Transformers recently.
So you can't buy the trade?
I guess not. I don't know.
What?
That's just something. That's just something I learned recently.
But you can buy like Dark Horse Star Wars.
I'm not saying like you can't buy anything because they lost the rights. I'm just saying that might be a part of it.
Okay.
But they're not like reprinting anything.
Sure.
And for some reason, you can't even like find like a digital copy of that book. And I fucking looked hard but you basically just have to like torrent it, you know?
Yeah.
And I just didn't want to like do that because it's not great for the pod and the people that made it. And so I was like, all right, backup plan, the manga, because I'd heard about it.
I'd rather torrent. No, I'm just kidding.
But anyway, let's get into this.
Okay, so there's a prologue.
So this arc is called Fight, Super Robot Life Form Transformers.
2 sentences, by the way.
Yeah. Fight, exclamation point.
Yeah. I like how they have prologue, chapter 1 through 7, and then final chapter.
Yeah.
What the fuck? But anyway.
Don't like their table of contents, Nathan?
No, it's like, that's just chapter 1 through 9, right? Like, let's just not beat around the bush. I mean, prologue I get, but final chapter.
Prologue is too short.
Prologue is my favorite part because there's coloring.
It is a really good part.
It's phenomenal.
Manga does that sometimes when they'll do the colored couple pages like in the prologue, or they'll do really intense shading, you know?
Yeah.
And then the rest of it will be like.
And like, it's not even they put that much into it because it's like, it's Transformers black, white, and red pretty much.
Right.
And I'm like, this is sick. They put fucking red clouds in the background. There's a lot of contrast. There's a clear foreground and background. You know, it's just, it's easy for my brain to look at all these lines and be like, this is Optimus Prime. This is Megatron.
Right.
And then that just goes away immediately, which is fine because in this first chapter, anyway, the prologue is just like giving the rundown of Transformers history.
Yeah.
They're like, there's
They ran out of like energy or something on Cybertron, so that's why they left.
And they're like, we need to go find energy from other places, and they both land on Earth somehow.
Right, which has got to be so far. But like
4 million years ago.
Yeah, because they crashed on Earth.
Cars then.
They crashed on Earth, and like were just hibernating, I guess, somehow.
Yeah.
And then they woke up somehow.
And they're still cars. So they didn't pick up cars from us.
They were cars 4 million years ago.
They were cars, yeah, millions and millions of years ago. Jets, even.
Maybe they inspired the people of Earth.
That's a good point.
That'd be cool.
That they inspired the cavemen, and the cavemen drew it on the walls, and they're like, I want a jet.
I feel like the movies kind of made sense, because they were just these, like, rocks, you know? And then they saw them, and they're like, oh, I can do that.
Yeah, because people would be like, why are they cars if they're in space? I can be a
Camaro. Yeah,
people couldn't wrap their fucking head around that, but I'm like, okay, cool, cars in space, whatever.
Yeah.
Why do they have windows? Who knows?
In case they got homies to drive around.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. So anyway, that's the prologue. It just gives you the rundown. But chapter one, the Autobots and Decepticons are fighting in Tokyo. The Autobots from America, because that's what they called them. The Autobots from America.
That's where they landed.
And they save a kid named Kenji, and they put him inside one of them while they're like a car, and they drive away with him. But they immediately drive into this thing called a Menasor, which is a Decepticon that's formed from a total of 5 Decepticons.
Stunticons.
What? Oh, this is the Stunticons. Yeah, you're right. This is a sub.
It says Menasor and then like a description of what Menasor is.
Which is, yeah, there's class. There's classism here.
Yeah, I guess.
And like the Stunticons are Decepticons, but they're different for some reason. Who knows? But
they don't seem to be that much smaller either.
Yeah, they're not that different. They're Decepticons still, but immediately I'm confused. But there's so many
of these like they do big fucking, ones that they do.
Yeah, like, they do like this Power Ranger shit.
Yeah.
And they like form together, and there's a fucking jet as like his left leg, you know?
Yeah.
And so I'm like, okay, cool. We're getting right into this apparently. And what's crazy is they pick up Kenji and they're like, let's get you away from here. And they immediately drive into just arguably more danger. With him in the car.
They jump off a bridge.
They jump off a bridge. Yeah. I'm like, what are you doing? You're trying to save this kid. One kid, by the way.
Yeah.
It's all of Tokyo. And he's like, Kenji, come with me. And then Kenji's like, you should drive off this fucking freeway and hit him.
Yeah.
Does not fear for his own life at all. But yeah. So, yeah, they drive off the freeway bridge. They ram into the Menasor. It works. And the Decepticons are like, that shit was crazy. We're going to get out of here.
Yeah.
And then Kenji is named an honorary Autobot by Optimus Prime.
And they give him like a human-sized helmet.
Yeah, where did that come from?
To where he can just communicate with them whenever Decepticons show up in Tokyo again.
That is such a sick helmet.
So sick. I would love to have it.
I want
to
make one.
Make one. Make two.
I doubt they have the model somewhere. I'll have to make it. It'll be a whole thing. But
they're like, what the fuck are you wearing on your head? Be like, you don't know what I'm wearing?
This is from
I communicate with Autobots manga. Dude. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a really shitty manga. No, deep it's not. Cut. They know. We've never talked about this before, but Optimus Prime is definitely like a top 5 coolest name in fiction, right? Prime.
Something I'd put higher is Starscream.
Starscream is cool.
Starscream is easily one of the coolest names in fiction.
Yeah, cool name.
I'd put it above in like top 5.
That's crazy because Optimus Prime, like it rolls off the tongue. So does Starscream, I guess, but there's like a little bit, it's like more in the front of the mouth.
Yeah.
And Optimus is like, it comes
from your chest.
Comes from the core, you know?
Comes from the heart.
And so it's just so, it's like so cool. Like easily, yeah, those two, I think top 5. I don't know what else would be in there, but goddamn, those are cool names.
Like, you know, Darth Vader, things like that.
Yeah, Darth Vader is a cool one.
But I always thought like Starscream, like just not even being partial to this.
Yeah.
And I just thought it was like a great
Starscream
name.
Is people's favorite like Transformer just because of the name.
Probably.
Because he's not cool in the movies. He's kind of a bitch.
Oh, yeah. He's like a fuck up. Yeah.
He runs away all the time. He
was a badass in like the cartoons and like the video games and shit. He was like a bad bitch.
Yeah. Super cool. So anyway, that was chapter one. Chapter two, they're in the dry plains of Arizona.
Oh, yeah.
Which just so random because it's not important to the plot that they're in Arizona. Though. It is cool though, because I was like, oh shit, okay, I can fuck with this. They still had me at this point. But they're in the dry plains of Arizona. The Autobots and Decepticons are fighting again. Who knows why? Meanwhile, in Tokyo, Kenji and Bumblebee are on patrol. They get pulled over by the police because they're like, why is this kid driving a car?
Yeah.
And then Bumblebee, while yelling transforms. And he's like, my bad, guys.
He's like, oh, it's a robot warrior. And he's like, our apologies.
Yeah, I know. But so I always thought Bumblebee was like a movie original.
Yeah, character. I think I thought that too. But he ended up, I think he was kind of older than like Hotshot, which is like the one that we were more accustomed to.
Yeah.
You know, like the, not like the old cartoons, but like the newer ones that were.
Yeah, like he wasn't really in there at all, was he? In those cartoons that we watched?
Bumblebee? Nah, like yeah, not at all.
Which is why I thought he was a movie creation. But no, he's been here day one.
Yeah, he's an OG. That dude.
Yeah, so that's pretty cool. So is he, I guess he is like a bug, huh?
Yeah, he's not anything else. Yeah.
That's awesome. I wish he was that in the, I guess he was that in the movie, wasn't
he? Yeah, he's a beat up one.
Because then
he turned into the. Oh, no.
He was a beat up.
He was in the Bumblebee movie.
He was in a Beetle.
He was in the Bumblebee movie, but he was a beat up like Camaro in like the first movie.
Wasn't it? Oh yeah, you're right. And then turned into cool Camaro.
And then newer Camaro, yeah.
Yeah. Remember when Camaros were so big too after that?
Yeah, easily.
Yeah. Anyway, so Kenji and Bumblebee, they're attacked by cassette tape Decepticons, like Ravager and Laserbeak, the goats, and Ratbat, of course. And then some more Autobots like get in the mix. It's a little confusing of what's happening, but then Bumblebee does a bumble kick, is what he calls it.
Yeah.
And then he defeats them. And at this point, this is when I wrote down, I'm like, when there's more than like three Transformers per panel, I'm just lost. Like,
yeah.
Especially because this is when it starts to become like minimal shading.
Like, I think they need to have those logos like
way bigger
everywhere possible.
Yeah, because they're like
shoulders, chest, back.
Because like, they're about the size of like normal car logos, you know?
Right.
And but they just like it. If you're far away, like if you see the whole Autobot body, there's no way you know.
Right.
So.
And so they, at the end of this, like, Bumblebee's got like their tape decks or whatever, like the cassettes.
Yeah.
And like he's grabbing them by like the tape itself. I'm like, is that like their souls or something?
That's got to be like and their just, organs.
Yeah. That's like their hearts.
That's like their intestines. Like, imagine someone grabs you from your intestines.
You put that in a car and I guess it can work or something. I don't know. But like.
Whoa.
It's they just pulled like a predator, you know? Just,
yeah, pretty much.
Just ripped out their skull and spine.
Yeah, they did. That's crazy.
Which I thought was just
a bit gruesome.
Shockingly morbid. Yeah.
Yeah. Kids are reading this shit. Chapter 3, we finally get some Decepticon motivation. Because at this point, they've just been fighting. We don't really know why. We know there's a war, but like, why are they fighting so hard? But the Decepticon's motivation is to take over Japan and then the world to eventually transform the whole fucking planet into a giant robot.
It seems like the natural progression of things.
What are the logistics of that?
I don't know.
How are you gonna make the whole planet a fucking robot?
I mean, they in Star Wars they made a whole planet like a starship. You know?
That makes sense. I'm just kidding. But like they want the whole planet to just be metal. Where are they getting it from? How are they transforming it?
Great question.
They got to go into the, I don't know. I don't understand what it is. But the Decepticons have an underwater base, which is pretty cool.
About this time is when I really started losing the things in between panels. You know how like you can kind of piece things together, like the story together from panel to panel.
Yeah.
And you kind of picture the things in between those panels.
Yeah.
Around this bit, I'm like, I don't know. You know, yeah. I'm just trying to absorb as much as I can by looking at the panels.
I'm just like, what do they want me to know in this panel? Yeah. I'll just take that and run.
What's the progression of fighting? I don't know.
Yeah. So the Autobots meet the Decepticons at a volcano in Japan that they're trying to use as an energy source. There's landmines there, apparently. I don't know if the Decepticons set them up. And it caused the Autobots to fall in. And then the Autobots, they do like a Toy Story kind of deal where they all like hold hands or whatever and they form. This is from the book. Okay. They form a four-wheel drive core Scrambuster.
Uh-huh.
What the fuck is this? There's literally one Autobot that is like piggybacking on another Autobot. And they're like, this is a Scrambuster. That's what this is. what an insane name.
Yeah.
And so. And then, okay, so they went through all this. It was like a pretty solid reveal, right? Because you see like their silhouette amongst the smoke, and the Decepticons are like, what is this? And we're like, we're a Scrambuster. And then they do one kick, and then the Decepticons just immediately fold and they retreat.
Yeah, like once there is one big hit against the Decepticons, they bounce.
They're like, fuck, because it happened with Bumblebee. He did his Bumblebee kick.
Yeah.
There's a kick, and they're like, shit, we can't compete with this. I don't know. I was going to use my fists, yeah. I think. But yeah, and they just like leave. So that's that chapter. Chapter 4, Kenji goes to an Autobot secret base, which is underground, and it's accessed conveniently via parking structures, which is so cool.
And there's like underground like highways that go all across the world.
That span, I think it's just Tokyo, but they span all of Tokyo. Or not Tokyo, Japan.
All of our bases all over the world.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
They're mole people.
Yeah, dude.
That's crazy. So yeah, and all of them are accessed via parking structures, which is insane. That's like I get it because they're cars.
Yeah.
But come on. Do something cooler. All the cool secret bases are like behind waterfalls.
That's so natural though, you know?
But it's like
they gotta go to a waterfall to get to the
You're telling me Optimus Prime, he gets here and he's like, we should like take advantage of these parking structures these humans are doing.
Yeah, no one goes down, you know?
Yeah. It's just insane. We also learned that Optimus Prime has a brother named Ultra Magnus.
This is like a brother.
Like a brother.
Yeah.
And so the Decepticons attack Japan again, except this time is Megatron, and he's in his gun form, and Starscream with a few others. And then Kenji is in one of the Autobots in like the car form, but the car like grows wings. When did that happen? What was that canon?
That was so sick.
Kenji's not surprised either. How does he know?
Like,
so the car grows wings and it's a distraction for the Decepticons.
Okay, so Kenji knew somehow. Like, they're driving away, shit's fallen, and he's like, it's time for takeoff. And those magic words just like had these wings. Like
some James Bond esque fucking wings grow out of the car. And so they fly. Why is Kenji in the car, by the way? He could die.
Yeah.
You're putting him in unnecessary danger. But anyway, they fly around and they distract this Decepticon. And then Prime and Ultra Magnus, once again, they just come in for one big kick. And that's how they win.
The double cross kick.
There's like no kicking in the movies, right? Like, am I crazy?
There's some kicking.
There's some kicking, surely.
Not,
yeah.
Not this big a
not,
kick.
It's not like one kick and we're good, you know?
Yeah.
They're like fighting. They're shooting. There's no shooting here, really. They just kick.
There's like some gun stuff later,
but it's not even like a normal kick. It's like a Mortal Kombat like jump and then downward kick kind of kick.
Yeah.
And so like they're all like that. I guess it's just easier to draw, you know, which
probably,
you know, with all these lines, I don't blame them. But I just think it's so funny. That's like their move.
Yeah,
it's insane. So chapter 5, the Decepticons try and take a stadium to use as a base and they form another Minasar. For those that are having trouble following, that is 5 Stunticons put together.
Thank you.
Kenji calls in the Protectobot teams.
And from his like communication watch, which they never show him getting.
They showed him get like a helmet, but he's got, yeah, he's got this
watch.
Dude,
this is 1985. They invented the Apple Watch, basically.
Dude, you're right. And they know there's a double page spread of the Menasor in the stadium, right? And one of the people on the page looking at an amalgamation of not one, not two, not three, not four, but 5 Stunticons goes, what kind of prank is this?
Yeah.
What kind of pranks are happening in Japan?
One of the boppers
where
is like,
one of a prank where a prank would be a ginormous mech destroying a stadium
right in the middle of like the 7th inning.
He's like, well, yeah, exactly. And I'm like, what are you talking about?
There's a dude that's under his foot that's about to be stomped. He's just like, whoa.
He's like, oh, shit, I'm in a bad spot right now. He's like, I never wanted to be an outfielder less.
This is probably one of like the coolest pages, I would say, just as far as like just establishing shots. And,
it is. And it gets being discounted by these dumbass fucking like this dumbass dialogue.
Yeah,
it's crazy. So the Protectobots then form their own amalgamation and they call themselves the Defensor. And then the Autobot aerial bots come in and they make their own amalgamation of a creature called the Superion, while another group of Decepticons forms themselves
the Combaticons
into Bruticus.
That's a good name.
So it's a 2v2 now. And there's even an infographic halfway through this fight scene.
This is so sick.
Which was so helpful. But like, when you have to do this,
it shows like
when you have to do this, Daniel, stop.
No, dude, this is very natural.
And so Kenji like leads into victory or whatever. But Daniel, there are 20 different Transformers in this fight. And it's a 2v2.
Yeah.
It's insane. I can't keep track of a single fucking thing.
It shows like who is each part, and it also shows what their normal car is.
Yeah. Like one of them's Blades, police helicopter. Cool name.
That's a good name, yeah. Groove, police motorcycle.
Is there an Ironhide normally, or is that a movie thing? Because Ironhide's a cool name, too.
Maybe that's like later.
Okay. Skydive.
Swindle is a Jeep.
Blastoff is just a space shuttle.
Dragstrip.
That means something different now.
Race car, yeah. Breakdown, that's fucking metal.
Motormaster. He's they called me in college. Dead end.
it's just like traffic shit.
One of my favorite ones in this that like I was not aware of before is First Aid, who's an ambulance, and I think that's really cool.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
I feel like at any moment we're gonna get like U-turn or merging lanes, some shit like that. You know, it's just
left blinker, like yeah. Check engine light. I like Skydive. That's a F-16 jet. That's no a good crime. Name. Anyway.
Not better than...
It's insane that there's a 2v2 happening and it's just 20...
It's not better than Fireflight.
Fireflight's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he's a F-4 anyway, Phantom.
This is a 20 Transformer fight condensed into a 2v2.
This is the climax of the story.
It's insanity. Yeah. And then Kenji's like, yeah, just do what I say. And they like... I think they do another kick. I'm not going to lie. And they're like, shit, we gotta bounce.
How else are they supposed to win the fight, dude?
Yeah, what are they supposed to punch? So that's chapter 5. Chapter 6, the Autobots bring Kenji to Utopia Island, where the Autobots have created a safe haven for all the animals, and they want to bring all the kids in the world to visit. Let me say that again, Daniel. They want all the kids in the world there.
The logistics of that are terrible.
It is terrible. They're villains now. They want to just like capture kids, and they're like, look at this.
I'm trying to capitalize.
It's a bit weird.
It's basically just like Jurassic World they're making.
Yeah, essentially, know? Yeah. They made a Noah's Ark, but it's like an island, is what it seems like. But oh no, Daniel, these pesky Decepticon construction teams, called Constructicons, I think.
Yeah.
They're working there, and they're tearing up the land, and they want to create a base there. Again, that's been their goal this whole time, by the way. They're like, let's try and make a base in Tokyo. That's not going to work. Let's try the stadium. That's not going to work. Let's try this random island.
I feel like the one in the parking structure probably would do pretty well, you know?
That's the Autobots one, though.
Oh.
But like the Decepticons have been trying to make a base this whole time. They tried a volcano, you know? They try to make a base. They have this Transformer called Trypticon Attack, and it's just like this massive dinosaur Transformer that comes out of the ground, and it's so cool.
And he can transform into a city,
which is what
exactly.
I guess that's why, like, I mean, okay, so this is what I was talking about before. I think this shit's cool because there's cool motivations from the Autobots.
Mm-hmm.
There's a very clear metaphor, or like, you know, about industrialism, environmentalism, whatever, and sick ass Transformers exploding out of the ground and shit, and then there's fighting, and I'm like, this is cool. Okay, I'm locking into this.
Yeah.
So this is I like this chapter a lot.
Okay.
And then I don't know, they like fight, and then they trick the Trypticon into falling off of a cliff by using a hologram, and the Decepticons retreat after they outsmart them. When do they have hologram technology?
Ah, that's new for me.
That's crazy. There's a Transformer that does holograms, and he's like, now's my time. But yeah, these dudes just like love to retreat to just fight another day, I guess.
Yeah.
They never go all in.
Mm-mm.
Chapter 7, the Decepticons disguised as Autobots are causing a ruckus, and they're destroying shit, and the Autobots take the blame in the news. Kenji is fighting for his life at school because all the kids are like, "Ooh, you like the Autobots, fucking bitch? Look at him now.
They're bad."
And he's just fighting for his life. He's trying to convince him, like, no, the Autobots are good. And he shows them this insane watch.
Yeah, look at this.
Did you see this watch, Daniel? Because he pulls out this watch that is like a mini Optimus Prime. It's like a mini Optimus Prime. Ginormous, by the way. If that was laying down, still ginormous. Also, it's backwards because when it pops up, it's right side up and you could read the time. But when it goes down, it would be upside down for Kenji.
What are you talking about?
This. Look at this little watch that he has.
Oh, yeah.
And it's backwards. Because when he puts that shit back down, I don't know how he popped it up. But like when he's looking at his watch trying to read it.
Maybe it rotates or something.
Even if it does. The LCD display screen.
Yeah.
Is not parallel to like the direction of his arm.
He's
reading it sideways at best.
Yeah.
Which is insane. Anyway.
And why does the other kid have one too?
Also, that's. Oh my god, he does. I didn't even realize.
Yeah, like does he...
He's got a Megatron one.
Does he communicate with the Decepticons?
Dude, this is the sleeper villain of the whole thing. Wow.
You'd think like this the other watch...
more depth now.
Right, I know.
But
they're also planting seeds in.
They must be.
That never pay out.
He doesn't come up in the rest of this, apparently, but...
And so there's... Okay, so there's like a Decepticon cult of people.
They're dressed as the KKK. That's gotta be what they are.
Yeah,
because
they're the black cloaks or whatever.
They're black cloaks, very pointy.
No swastikas anywhere. No,
but that's not necessarily what they did.
They do have the Decepticon logo.
They got the branding,
which is,
and they're like, "See, we told you, the Autobots are bad," and they're wearing that shit, right?
They have rallies and they're like, "Woo," you know.
And they're like, "Listen, guys, the Autobots are bad," and everybody's like, "Yeah, let's go Decepticons," which is so ironic because Decept, you know, and Decepticons being the root word. So the real Autobots show up, they expose the Decepticons, and the Decepticons then turn into a big wheel, and they throw themselves at the Autobots, and then Prime and Magnus, what do you think they do, Daniel? Do they A, do a big punch, or B, do a big kick?
Or C, do a big headbutt.
Do a big headbutt. Which of those options? Would you like to phone a friend?
I'm going to go with what is B? Big kick.
Yes, they both do another big fucking kick and they just like shoot them off like they're Team Rocket. Which is why turn into a big wheel, and why turn into a big wheel that you can't stop spinning? because not only do they hit something before they get the big kick, they get like batted by like a fire truck transformer that uses like its ladder to like lay up the big kick.
Yeah.
So, like, what's the use of this big wheel?
I don't know.
It's insane.
And then you see Megatron just like, we just can't win against the Autobots.
Can't get it right. I just can't get past that big kick that they do.
And it's just like, that's not something a very disappointed villain would do, you know,
in my mind. Villain. This is an Acme fucking Looney Tunes.
Yeah.
Wile E. Coyote type villain. Anyway, the final chapter.
The final chapter.
The Decepticons are chasing and shooting after a dog. Power Glide, cool name, flies in and he starts to protect the dog. He's like, "What the fuck are you guys doing trying to kill this dog?" And it turns out the Decepticons figured out how to put like a shitload of energy into a thing that looks like a dog, and their plan was to just have it detonate in Tokyo. But they were going to make more dogs and do that all around the world.
Mm-hmm.
What a plan.
Never see it coming.
It's a fully functioning dog that runs away from them. Just make a box, you know, make it look like a car. I don't know.
Yeah. Trash can.
Yeah. Trash can. Yeah, exactly. So the dog with its own sentient mind runs away. It gets shot a little bit, but Powerglide defends the dog. Powerglide takes damage, but he can't fly away because he's damaged enough to where he can't do that on his own. But he can fly if someone pilots him. And so the dog pilots him. He hooks himself in. He's like, Power Glide's like, "Who the fuck's flying me?
Yeah.
Bitch, who do you think? There's only one person in your cockpit.
My body's full of energy. Use it."
And so the dog transfers his energy to Power Glide and he takes down Bruticus. For those that don't remember, Bruticus is 5.
Stuntagons.
I don't think it's a Stuntagon.
Oh, no, Stuntagons.
It's some other random subclass, some peasant class of Decepticon.
Yeah.
Bruticus is another amalgamation of five Decepticons. Powerglide's so juiced up from this dog that he takes out Bruticus in one hit, but the dog dies, Daniel.
Bad comic.
What better way for me to just have a scapegoat and call this a bad comic? Because that's our rule. If a dog dies, it's a bad comic.
Yeah.
There's only one exception, which was Afterlife with Archie, I think is what we had decided.
Yeah.
And this book's bad because this dog dies. Not a real dog. Doesn't matter. Looks like a dog. It died.
But they make sure that the dog's death means something, Nathan.
Well, goddamn it.
They'll never let them do something that horrible ever again.
Yeah.
And that's verbatim what they said.
What a fucking way to end this guy. A dog pilots a fucking transformer that can't fly himself.
Wait, just reel me back in.
What's the logic?
Well, they said it wasn't a dog or something. And
it's not a dog.
Or maybe it was a dog.
It talks, I think.
Or maybe it's Thought Bubbles.
Yeah, it's probably Thought Bubbles. Well, he hooks himself in and I think that's when he's talking, but...
So...
Like, what was this?
And so I'm just going to kind of briefly go over the rest of this.
Okay, sure.
The next arc is called The Story of the Super Robot Lifeforms, the Transformers. It's different because the first one was called Fight.
Yeah. Where they're all
Super
all
Robot
fighting.
Lifeforms. Yeah. And so they're in space, right?
And cool. Good start.
Rodimus Prime is taking over for Optimus.
Rodimus. Wow.
If you think I'm pronouncing it incorrectly, it's the first page where it says his name.
Rodimus.
Yeah, you got it.
Yeah, that's Rodimus.
Rodimus Prime.
I'm so taken back because that is such a step down.
And so what was confusing about this is Optimus Prime is dead. But they don't show that in this. I think that's like how this ties in with like the normal comics, right?
So that's how they catch up?
Maybe? Right. Okay. And so they're in space and, you know, the... Decepticons have this spaceship that grabs like a civilian spacecraft thing.
Spacecraft. Okay.
Yeah. There's like kids in it.
Oh shit. Okay, great.
And so there's like the Autobots have to just go save them, you know, and they can fly in space.
And, yeah. Cause like, yeah, there's no gravity.
And they're like, oh, the hull of this ship is too strong. We can't like blast it. And then they're like, they have to blast all in one at the same spot at the same time.
With the kids in there?
No, yeah, but it doesn't hurt the kids. It's just to break the hole so they can...
Do they know that? How do they know, Daniel? How do they know that I gotta go suck a bunch of kids into space?
There's this... When they focus all their energy to one point in order to get in there, there's like this really funny panel where they're like, we did it! And like the Autobot's like, thumbs up.
I can confirm, guys, there is a big ass hole in this ship.
We did it! Yeah. And I thought that was a lot of fun.
That is funny.
And so they get on there, and here's a real Decepticon, Nathan. We have, and you know he's a bad guy, because he kind of looks like a samurai in a way, but we meet Galvatron.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
That's a one I recognize.
Yeah, exactly. And so he looks like a bad guy. And so.
Cool. Got some shading there as well.
They fight for a bit. They evacuate the kids. And what Rodimus Prime does is that he leaves a bomb on the spaceship and just escapes.
Classic good guy stuff.
Yeah, and it blows up the ship.
You know what? Luke Skywalker did the same shit pretty much.
Exactly.
So.
And so that was that chapter.
It's like Luke and then Rodimus. Those are the two big good guys in fiction. Just give me like what you remember.
Okay, so this next one, like somehow Galvatron's like making like fake Decepticons or something. Like I can't remember what was fake about them. They seem to attack their ship and cause a ruckus.
Okay.
There's a ton of stuff. It's all in space, which is cool.
That's good. That's a positive.
They do
probably
more,
some contrast.
They do more of the stuff. Yeah, that did kind of help. Trypticon comes back. He was not killed from that cliff or whatever.
Yeah, I never thought for a second he was dead, by the way. I never thought for a second he wouldn't be able to just swim around to the other side of the island and just get back on.
Right.
Or climb up that cliff. Because he lands in water.
So they do more of the calling out attacks and stuff like that. That's fun. It's classic.
Mm-hmm.
Trypticon turns into like his little like robot city thing, right?
Okay.
And he's got like a bunch of guns on him. And they're all
in the city?
Yeah, it's like not really a city. It looks more like an aircraft carrier that has wheels.
Okay, cool.
And so he's he's got a bunch of guns on him. They're all shooting and whatnot. And then for some reason, all those like six guns that were on him all break off. Right.
At the same time?
At the same time. And then they form together to make six gun.
That's the name of it.
The Transformer.
Love the idea.
That's him. That's six gun. He's just six guns together.
Looks like two guns. You know, I see two guns for his arms.
His arms are, his legs are guns too.
No, they're not. There's no barrel.
It's six gun. Watch out.
That's such a bad name.
Six
gun. Six shooter at least.
Nope. Six gun.
God damn it.
They stop him, whatever. And so they're in like the ocean in chapter four. So Rodimus Prime and Galvatron, they meet like in the ocean.
How?
Because they just agree to have a one-on-one fight.
In the ocean?
Yeah, for some reason.
Is there a landmark?
Maybe it's like an island, but there's a lot of water.
How do they meet? They're like, meet me in these coordinates.
Exactly.
Know, like, that's insane. Okay.
Exactly.
Okay.
And so they're fighting. And then Gilthor shows up. He's another Decepticon.
Gilthor. That's insane.
He looks pretty cool, actually.
Well, then wasted potential.
He's some sort of like Optimus Prime clone or something.
Whoa, he does look cool.
Yeah, he's just like an evil Optimus Prime.
Surely so, when you're like making up all these Transformer names, you're like, does Gilthor sound cool?
Sounds like a robot, right? Like,
is it cool though? Is it like Starscream level? I think so.
Yeah, like Starscream. Gilthor.
Like, we already had Ratbat. I think we peaked. So like what's like almost Ratbat?
And so Gilthor ambushes this one-on-one fight in order to kill Galvatron and take over the Decepticons.
Whoa, okay.
And so when they figure this out, Galvatron and Rodimus Prime team up to fight Gilthor.
Wow.
And so did you catch like people saying like curse you like a lot in this?
No.
Okay, there's a ton of that in this.
Okay.
And I'm like, they're just basically just saying fuck you
in kid
form. And so they beat Gilthor and then that's that one. Another double kick with Rodimus Prime.
Dude,
and
that's all they do,
and,
dude.
And Galvatron.
They've never thrown a single punch.
Yeah, they put their differences aside
and they do a double kick together.
Yeah. That's fun. And so they're on this next chapter, they're on a weird, I think this is the final chapter of this next arc.
Okay.
They're on some planet or something, and there's a energy tower that they're all trying to get to.
Okay.
And, you know, nothing too crazy, pretty obvious, like they all are going for it. They fight each other. There's another five-bot combiner called the Predaking.
Good name.
He's pretty cool. I think he's like, he looks a little bit more like a Power Ranger one because he's got all these like animal looking Transformers.
Also, there's contrast there.
Right.
None of the other ones, they were just black and white, but that one had like dark fists.
Yeah, some grays and stuff like that.
There's like a big animal logo on the chest, which is interesting.
Yeah. And so they have this Predaking and the Omnibots come in. They're like the little guys. They're about the size of Predaking's foot. And they pull an empire.
They wrap themselves around?
They have these little ropes and they wrap around Predaking's feet and
Let's
he
go.
Falls down and they all run away.
And that's how they win?
Yeah, you can see him on the ground there.
Wow, there's a lot happening.
Yeah, there's a lot happening. But you just know that he's on the ground.
Yep.
And then we got the next arc that is very short. It's called The Great Transformers War.
Okay.
And there's some alien scientist that just looks like a man who the Decepticons are trying to get to help them. Look, there he is. It just looks like a guy.
That's I was about to say a regular guy. It's definitely not a regular guy, but it surely is a guy.
Right. And this arc doesn't really stand out that much, except for this one has, I think in the Age of Extinction like movie that they had for Transformers, they had like the dinosaur one, and I think his name is Grimlock.
That's a good name.
do you actually like that one?
I do like that one. Yeah,
so
I think it's cool,
pretty cool. And Grimlock is in this, but he's like not really like as cool as he is in the movies. Like he's kind of like
what the fuck is that?
It's like a very sad Grimlock.
That's a worried and anxious dinosaur.
Yeah, he's like, me, Grimlock, think Technobot strong. And like, I'm like, what is this guy? And he, how do they fuck this up?
I'm speechless.
T-Rex?
That is such a layup. T-Rex plus robot. You can't fuck that up.
It's got to be the coolest thing.
You can't fuck that up. Have him say anything else.
And you have a great name like Grimlock.
Yeah, and Grimlock, triple whammy, and you pull a Jar Jar Binks.
Yeah, and they fumble the bag.
That's insane.
Okay, so there's these Decepticons, and they shoot something called control glue.
Okay.
And it gets all over.
It comes on him.
Yeah, look at that.
Oh my god, he money shots in this. Two money shots in a row.
They money shot the Autobot.
And last week they money shot Mysterio.
And the control glue makes him a Decepticon momentarily. So it's a mind control glue.
Wow.
Just to kind of
It's like the opposite of post-nut clarity.
Yeah. And then more Grimlock stuff being dumb. And in this one, for some reason, there's like a bunch of characters, like human characters. There's like a kid, his name's Daniel, and then his dad is Spike. His name's Spike.
That's a sick name.
And so I think that scientist dude, he makes this like Transformers exosuit that humans can get in.
Oh, okay.
Which is kind of cool. Sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he's like the same size and he fights like a little bit.
Is Kenji in any of these later arcs?
Kenji's nowhere to be seen. I don't know where Kenji went.
Did he fucking die?
I don't know. Optimus Prime died off page, so
maybe Kenji did too.
It's very possible that Kenji died. Maybe
Kenji got in an Autobot and just fucking blew up.
Yeah.
Okay, interesting.
And so you have a pretty good idea of like the level of quality that these pages are.
Yeah.
Right. So on page like 197, the pages like are like unrendered. Like they're just look at that.
Oh, wait, what the fuck?
Yeah, like it's like they forgot to finish this one. And some of them are kind of like that.
Wait.
Like, just look at this.
It's like they stopped the inking.
Yeah.
Like halfway through.
Or they, yeah, I don't know. It was like,
hey, deadlines.
Deadlines, man.
They creep up fast.
And so I thought that was pretty bizarre. And then Optimus Prime comes back from the dead to help fight Galvatron. Great. Yeah, so I saw that. I'm like, when did he die? You know? So like, I thought it was just Rodimus taking over for now or something.
That's funny.
And then something happens to where they're like, they just head back to Cybertron for some reason. I don't think it was like a good reason.
Okay.
So yeah, Autobots win, blah, blah, blah. And that is Transformers the manga, Nathan.
I would have lost my mind if I had to read the whole thing. I think.
Yeah, I think because the first arc was like so long, it was like close to 100 pages, you know, that
over. Yeah.
Yeah, the rest, the second half was better. It was like 1640.
Yeah. And again, I don't think it's bad. There's parts that I don't prefer. It's definitely of its time.
I think it's very fun to talk about.
Transformers, I think, is always fun to talk about, I think.
I think just because of how bizarre this is and how...
I know, like, how dumb it is, and it really digs up my inner six-year-old, you know, where I'm like, oh, it's so fucking cool. Trypticon, this big dinosaur comes out of the, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
So, and they... I never realized that the cartoons and the movies toned it down because there's no Menasaurs from what I can remember.
Yeah.
There's no Stunticons. They like streamline it so that it's easy for a six-year-old to understand.
I remember there'd be like some combination ones where like, you know, Optimus would be like the upper body and then some other guy would be like the lower body kind of thing as far as like the combinations, but no like Power Ranger level like combiners.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
So they got right into that.
Yeah. I think, you know, rare instance where I prefer this as, you know, something on the screen.
Sure. Let's get back into Back Matter Matters, Ethan.
Back Matter Matters.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even
look. So if you skip to page 210, we have, it says Illustration Works, and it's a bunch of really fucking cool back matter of... like, you know, the car designs, the robot designs in full color.
Holy shit.
They have like,
oh my God, this is,
they have like pictures of what was included in magazines and stuff like that.
Dude, top tier back matter. What? Right?
Dude, can you imagine if this book was in full color?
I would fucking lose my mind.
It'd be so sick.
Oh my God.
Oh, Thundercracker, dude.
That's not that as cool of a name.
Yeah, but no, that was like the Elseworlds Starscream, you know?
Megatron's gun mode see-through diagram is probably one of the coolest things. It looks like some like Jack Kirby level detail, but like it's just a see-through diagram.
Oh, dope.
Wow. Yeah, like, there's like some sick watercolor shit too.
Yeah, like, there's like
this could have been so easy for me to like. <You know? laughs> That's what I was like. I'm not that hard of a, you know, critic.
You weren't as harsh as I thought you were gonna be, which I commend you for. But like,
yeah, well, there's it. Yeah, because at my core, I'm a big Transformers guy.
Yeah,
not really, but I do like Transformers. But yeah, some of these like designs, I think a big part of it is color, just like the color design for each of the Transformers. Like I like right. The variety there.
It definitely like separates them.
It helps separate them. But I think like the color theory is so strong.
Yeah.
You know, because like people, they're like, I'm looking at one right now and it's just like a red, yellow, orange Autobot. Looks pretty cool. There's another one that's just like, you know, green, pink, yellow, but like very satin type colors.
These look like cars from like Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah. Yeah. See, that's an interesting design.
Yeah.
So I would like to have seen more of that. But yeah, this is really cool back matter. Oh, we get some of the beasts.
Oh, nice. And like these colors make it look like it's like color pencil almost, or like a marker.
Yeah. Give me this.
And it's just really sick. This should be just kind of a cool book.
It's just from
just like Transformer designs.
These are just taken from TV magazine from February 1987. And these are like, they're like posting fully colored concepts and organizational like concepts of all the Autobots, of the Decepticons. And it looks great. I want to like get this TV magazine because it seems like the back matter.
Yeah, dude. I'm sure it's like one of those things that's are super expensive. It's like a collector's item.
Yeah, you're probably right.
But it never hurts to look.
Really cool back matter, though.
Yeah, and this is like a competitor for our longest back matter, Nathan. This was about like,
it's like 80 pages?
80 pages of back matter.
Yeah. Wow, I didn't even realize. So here's a combiner robot that is fully colored. Way easier to make out.
Yeah. Anyway. But that's Transformers the manga, Nathan.
What a car wreck.
What would you rate this book, Nathan?
I would rate this a Happy Meal toy.
Fuck, I was thinking that. Same thing, like the Transformers one.
Yeah, like a Transformers
Happy Meal toy. It like hardly transforms, it's just like, it just folds or something.
Yeah, it's kind of like folds and like a head pops out. You know? That's what I would give this.
Okay, so there are definitely different tiers of Transformers back in the day when there were the toys. They're like the more expensive ones.
We were
the cheaper
so into
ones.
It too.
Yeah, I would say like one of the mini ones, like kind of like the Stunticons or whatever.
Okay.
Like it there's a couple moves there, but you definitely want the bigger one, you know, that has a little bit more detail and a little more recognizable.
I want to change my answer.
To what?
It's a Transformer that is, it's not like one of the cool ones. It's not like an Optimus.
Yeah.
But it's like a Transformer. You get out of Target, it's like, you know, one of the less expensive ones, maybe.
It's like a bug or something.
It's very confusing to like transform.
Like you might break it.
Almost frustrating. Yeah. And you might break it.
Yeah,
that's what I would rate this.
I've broken so many
because it's cool. I enjoy Transformers. This might have sucked a little bit of it out of that out of that experience, but like I still love it. So yeah, that's what I would rate this.
I almost bought like a Transformer like recently.
Why?
Because it was the DeLorean.
Whoa.
Yeah.
And what did it turn into?
Just like a guy.
What if it looked like Doc?
Like the fucking hair.
The hair comes out somehow. Yeah.
No,
but it becomes like a troll doll.
Like I saw, I'm like, that's this. I was like, I have no reason to own a Transformer unless it was this and it was the DeLorean.
Yeah.
That's, and I'm like, okay, that's fucking cool.
That's valid.
I'm sure I could still find it because yeah. It was only like a year or two ago. It was on pre-order.
That's so funny.
But yeah. Anyway, Nathan, let's get into the pull list. Colon.
Shove it in your box.
The pull list, what did you
shove in your box.
You already talked about everything that you consumed.
That I did, yeah.
Okay, I want to talk to you about a few things. Okay. What did you watch
that you did not cover last week?
So I watched like a movie like every day this past weekend over the Memorial Day weekend. And one of them was a movie called Saint Maud.
Okay.
It's a A24 horror movie.
M-A-U-D-E?
No E.
Okay.
So it's about this like private care, you know, like a nurse or whatever.
Sure.
And it was like solid. I don't know if I liked it up until like the end, you know, like it was like, it was pretty disturbing and like weird.
Yeah.
It was very short though, like an hour and a half, maybe even less than that.
Okay.
And so even if you didn't like it, you didn't waste that much time. And she's kind of like insane. Like it seems like she's schizophrenic because she
personal care person.
Yeah. Saint Maud. She's like the private care. Cause she like feels God, you know, cause she's like super,
we all do.
Right. No, but like when she prays, she like feels him and stuff like that.
Oh,
and,
wow.
And it's like a little odd, like you know,
Virgin Mary type feel
kind of. And so, and she's like, and there's these like moments where like this, like a dresser that she has all of her like religious stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like God, like talks to her. Like there's like a voice that's speaking in like Latin or something. It's a very deep voice.
Oh, interesting.
And God like talks to her. You don't like see him or anything. It's just her looking at the wall.
But you hear the voice.
You hear the voice.
Okay.
And like the whole time you're like, yeah, is she insane? Does she actually hear all these things? Like what's happening? And it turns out that the person that she was like caring for was the devil. And the devil was just trying to like break her like faith or whatever. Okay. And so she kills that person. And so
I don't know if God would have wanted that.
Right. And so we don't actually.
So in a way, the devil wins.
But yeah. So it's like the devil, but we don't know necessarily if that's how she perceived what just happened.
That seems,
or
like
she's just going crazy.
That's an A24 concept for sure.
Right. And I'm like, did she just murder this person?
Yes.
And so she leaves and she has these like CGI like angel wings like that are just on her. And it's very bizarre.
So try to get like really artsy at the end kind of deal.
Kind of. Yeah. And so she goes on to like the beach and she covers herself with some sort of flammable thing and lights herself on fire. Right. Mm-hmm. And there's like all this like light shining on her as if she's being like canonized as a saint. You know, and then there's like a very quick, like half second clip of just like her burning and she's screaming.
So she is crazy.
We don't know.
Yeah.
But yeah, probably. And it was pretty good.
So does it like, it's like a half second clip of like screaming and then just like.
So it was like,
end credits?
It seems like she's about to be lifted up into God and going into heaven, being canonized as a saint. And then the last second of the movie is just like her face burning and screaming.
That's so A24.
Yeah. No, it was good. I liked it.
You know, I know A24 doesn't do like adaptations, but if they did, I would really want them to do Kill or Be Killed.
Whoa, they'd kill it. They'd do
they
so
would
good.
Absolutely kill it, right?
Yeah. But like good budget A24, you know?
Yeah. Because I think that's important. They have been missing, not missing really, but like they don't, not every one of them is like a Midsummer. Is that right. A24?
Yeah.
I think it is, yeah. But yeah, I think they would do really good with something like that.
Yeah. So, yeah, this is one I like heard about for a while. And then as I was watching, I'm like, I don't know if this is all that great. And then like the end, like just like her patient being like the devil or whatever was like super creepy.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, this is totally turned around for me, you know?
Okay. Interesting.
And so, yeah, super good. And then I watched a movie called Little Nicky. Do you know what this movie is?
Nicki Minaj.
No. Much older. Let me pull up the poster for you just for some context.
Okay.
I think this is so 2000. So that is the poster.
Is that Adam Sandler?
Yes, it is. That is Adam Sandler, and he has like a 2012 emo haircut.
Oh, okay. I thought it was a cross dress.
Oh, no, no.
Okay.
And
that's a different Adam Sandler movie.
So this is like the most surprising Adam Sandler movie I've ever seen, just because everything that I had no clue what this was. I just knew it was an Adam Sandler movie that I hadn't seen.
And so you kind of have an idea of what it is.
Right. You think you do.
Yeah.
And then you watch it. I'm like, and I asked her, I'm like, have you seen this? She's like, yeah. And it was just so.
Okay. What happens?
So Little Nicky lives in hell.
Okay.
He is.
I did not get that from that poster, by the way.
Exactly. He is.
Unless it's like, you know, New York.
He is the son of the devil.
You're on a big devil movie.
Right. Yeah, no, definitely. and the okay, so they're in hell and they zoom into hell and the hell looks just like hell in like The Sandman.
Okay.
Not Adam Sandler, The Sandman, but the comic The Sandman. And
Sandman.
I was like, well, this looks really cool. And yeah. The budget's like insane. It looks like really good. So he has like two brothers, like demon brothers or whatever, and someone has to, the devil's gonna like choose the successor, his successor,
okay, right,
of the brothers, but he doesn't choose anyone. He's like, I'm just gonna continue being the devil or whatever.
Okay.
And so his two brothers leave and they go out the entrance of hell that most people, you know, go through, and for some reason that freezes the gates of hell.
That makes sense.
And so the devil starts to like deteriorate. And so he sends Little Nicky to go find his brothers on Earth.
Okay.
Right.
How long are they in hell in this movie? Is it like so 20 minutes?
It's like 15 minutes in the beginning and then it goes back and forward.
Okay.
Because if Little Nicky dies in the real world, he just goes back to hell and then like gets sent right back
up. He just respawns?
Right, yeah.
Okay, cool.
And so his brother is played by that one dude who plays the lizard in Amazing Spider-Man.
Okay, yep.
He plays a great demon.
Gotcha. And yep, so that makes sense.
There's a scene before he starts deteriorating where the devil shoves a pineapple up Hitler's ass.
Why? In hell. Okay, gotcha.
He's in hell.
It's a time travel movie now?
Yeah, and he's torturing Hitler.
Who plays Hitler?
I don't know. Okay, some guy looks like Hitler. There's a fun... Do you know who Dan Marino is?
Sounds familiar.
So he is like a Hall of Fame quarterback for the Dolphins.
Okay. I thought he was an actor.
No. So he is in this movie and he is talking to the devil and he's trying to negotiate in order to get a Super Bowl. Like make a deal with him.
That's awesome.
But Satan
is Dan Marino playing himself?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
But the devil is a Jets fan. And so he does not make the bet.
No wonder. That's so funny that they had to make the creative choice to be like, what NFL sports team is the devil fan of? And they chose the Jets.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
But
the Jets have never won a Super Bowl. I found that out.
I don't think that's true.
I think it's true. I'm going to look it up.
I think they did with Joe Namath.
Oh, yeah, they have. Never mind. I'm just making that shit up.
Okay.
They've won one Super Bowl in their only Super Bowl appearance, and they won Super Bowl III.
Yeah.
In 1969.
Okay, so a lot.
So that's all I got.
A lot older. Okay.
So poor Jets fans.
And so Quentin Tarantino is in this as an actor. He plays like one of those Jesus freaks who's on the street like yelling at people.
That's such a, yeah.
And he's like blind, but he feels Little Nicky like as like this demonic presence.
How many movies, what movie had Quentin just come out with?
This is like post Pulp Fiction.
That's insane then.
Yeah. So he did like some acting here and there.
Yeah.
But his like career is like well on its way.
Okay. You Interesting. Know? That's a good getting then.
So Little Nicky like has to like learn how to be human, you know, like do human things, like feed himself and things like that, which I thought was interesting. And he like loves Popeyes. Like it's a very big like product placement in this movie.
Okay.
And I just thought it was really funny.
It's really funny.
And Popeyes was such a big part in this is that when some demons are on Earth, they eat Popeyes and they just become like good.
Wow.
They start to love, you know.
What a dope product placement.
Yeah. Yeah. It was really funny. So Little Nicky knew nothing about like his mom, but he saved somebody somewhere. And like on a train track or something, and he gets hit by the train. Instead of dying and going to hell, he goes to heaven.
Whoa.
Right. Because he did a selfless act.
Yeah.
And then he learns that his mom was an angel. So therefore, Little Nicky is kind of like Genesis.
Yeah, whoa.
Yeah. His mom was an angel and his dad was a demon.
This is such a crazy Adam Sandler movie.
I know. It might be my favorite. I don't know. It was fucking ridiculous.
Surely when Adam Sandler meets 1,000 people, one of them is like, dude, I love Little Nicky.
And that'll be me.
Yeah.
And his mom is an angel played by Reese Witherspoon.
Whoa.
Which is fun.
They've done movies, right? Is it 50 First Dates?
No, that's Drew Barrymore.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Have they done movies together?
I don't know if they've been in a movie together.
Really? Okay.
And so Nicky has to go back to Earth to fight like his brother who's on Earth. What are you doing?
I'm just looking up Adam Sandler, Reese Witherspoon, see what comes up.
Okay. And so Adam Sandler and the lizard guy.
This is a 2000 movie. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
So they have to fight on Earth and they play like the mind game from like Sandman.
Where they're like, I attack you with a fucking...
They don't say it, but okay. Like one, like Adam will start with like a rat and then like his brother will get like a snake and then just kind of, but it ends with his brother like making a little person who attacks like, you know, whatever thing he chose. And then little Nicky, he chose like a female little person and then they fall in love and that's how that fight ends. Because like the little people, like they start making out or something.
Why is it relevant that they're little people?
That's just who they...
I mean, I'm glad they found love.
Yeah, don't get me wrong. That's just what happened in the movie, Nathan. I'm just telling you what happened.
I'm asking why, Daniel.
I don't know why.
What did they say in the fucking Sandman where they're like, I choose hope?
Yeah.
That was?
Yeah.
Fucking because
they had to keep picking like the bigger and bigger thing.
Is that a biblical game?
I don't fucking know, apparently.
It's got to be, right? If there's two movies that do it.
Yeah, and so his evil brother is like, he turns into like a bat. And
naturally.
Little Nicky and his friends had a secret weapon, and their secret weapon was Ozzy Osbourne, who grabs him and bites his head off.
That sounds like an SNL skit.
Wow. This whole movie is basically like an SNL skit.
What the fuck?
And it was
He's like, awesome. I got my secret weapon here.
Yeah. And it was awesome, and I loved it.
Can you guess the Rotten Tomatoes score?
29.
Dude, that's so close. It's 21.
21?
Yeah.
But audience?
Whatever just comes up on Google. Let me see.
Oh, no. That's probably critics. The one that they show.
Yeah. Let me see audience.
Audience, 59.
Dude, also very close. 55.
Ah.
Very good.
Okay. That's like appropriate. But I just loved it so much.
That's insane.
Yeah. I'm like, I was watching it, I was writing shit down like a ton. I'm like, I can't wait to tell Nathan about this.
This is such a insane movie.
The part I didn't like about it is like there's some thing where like his brothers like outside of the movie like hit him in the face with like a shovel. And so he makes this weird face the whole time and has like this weird lisp thing.
Outside of the movie? Like, yeah. You don't see it happen?
Yeah, you don't see it happen.
Like,
but
bro, my brother hit me in the face with a shovel.
Yeah, and he has, like, this, like, annoying voice. You remember when, like...
I could imagine it.
Yeah, you remember when Marv, like, got hit in the face in, like, Home Alone by, like, the...
The paint bucket?
Yeah, and, you know, like, just, like, how he's talked. He's like, Harry.
Oh, yeah.
Harry. That's how Adam Sandler talks, like, the entire movie.
He probably contractually, like, had to do that.
Probably.
To be like, people love this when you do this.
People love when you make a voice in a face.
Yeah.
And so he had to
You're not
going to
be like yelling or whatever. Or, you know, water boy.
Oh, also the thing that is like Sandman is that he had... So the dog in the poster, like the English bulldog, it was like...
That's cute.
That is like a demon that is like a dog on Earth.
Is it Patton Oswalt?
No, it was like one of the writers of the movie.
Okay.
And so he's like friends with like the devil. And so he's just kind of helping him be human.
That is very Sandman. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so pretty funny.
What a bizarre movie that sounds like. I don't know what to do with this information, but yeah, I want to do something.
I think we should watch it. At some point, I think you're the only person on Earth who I think should see this. Like, I could not recommend it to anyone else on Earth, unless they're like huge Sandman fans, like, or like Adam Sandler fans, but haven't seen this for some reason.
Wow.
And so, yeah, I was just totally taken back by it.
That's so weird. And then he was like, I wonder what the next movie was.
Hold on. I think after that was like
just Grown Ups,
Big Daddy or something. No, probably Mr. Deeds.
Okay. Big Daddy, Little Nicky, Mr. Deeds.
Big Daddy was before Little Nicky.
Big Daddy is before, made in 1999.
Oh, okay.
Also, Waterboy was before that.
Yeah. What wow. a run this guy
what
had.
What a sandwich there. What a Little Nicky sandwich between Big Daddy and Mr. Deeds.
Wow. The often not talked about because I had never heard of this. Until yeah, it like,
sounds like a sleeper hit for sure.
Absolutely. I feel like I would connect to people on like another level if they are fans of Little Nicky, you know? I don't know. I can't say that I would, that I put it above like Mr. Deeds or like Big Daddy or anything because those are normally my favorites, but it was pretty fucking close.
I'm just looking at all the Adam Sandler movies. Sorry.
Yeah. There's still a couple I need to like knock off. He did like an animated Christmas movie where he is like, there's an animated version of himself. I haven't seen that.
Dude, The Longest Yard. Good movie.
Yeah.
The Most of the Zohan.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's a movie. And then, dude, okay, I'm going to bring this up just because it's Adam Sandler, but I was playing Valorant and I was, people can like make their own gamer tags or whatever. One of them, which I think I'll always remember and I think I'm going to steal, was Grown Ups 2 on DVD. That was his gamer tag. And I thought that was so funny.
That's so hilarious.
I thought, yeah, that's relevant. Wow, well, that's crazy.
Yeah, so there's that. I think everyone should watch it, honestly.
Yeah, that sounds like just a trip.
Yeah, and I was very happy by it. Yeah. She's like, did you like it? I'm like, I think I loved it.
I liked it too much.
Yeah.
Cool.
Anyway, that is the show. Thanks, everyone, for listening, for watching. It's supposed to be a short one. It's kind of normal length.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Well, that's great. You can check out the link tree, check out our socials, go like, comment, subscribe, all that good stuff.
Tell us your favorite Sandman movie.
Yeah. Email us at traverspod@gmail.com. And oh, what are we reading next week, Nathan?
What are we gonna read next week?
That's a good question. Do we have anything lined up?
Yeah, we got The Flash. So I think we're reading Flashpoint.
Oh, Flashpoint.
Yes, sir.
Fuck yeah, let's do that.
Alrighty.
We've been waiting. We've never done a Flash thing.
Yeah, I guess not.
We were like, what do we do? Flashpoint. Well, there's a Flash movie coming out. Who knows when
and
at the time.
He's going back in time. So it's basically weeks Flashpoint. Later.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right. Thanks, everybody, for listening.
Cool. All right, bye.